Hi, ready?
Yo.
So I can tweet like a quick.
Is it on?
Yeah.
It's on now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's on now. What's going on, people? Welcome to another very, very quick episode of the podcast. A little bonus clip as well. But just before we started, actually, you guys were talking about weddings, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, how's everyone doing? Everyone all right?
Mm. Yeah. Everyone's good.
Good, good. We just had a sick episode just before this as well. Wicked episode. But for now, you guys, in between podcasts, you were talking about weddings, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's everyone's thoughts on weddings then? Like, would it get married or not? And why?
So, like, it's a big day.
Yeah.
It's like one of the biggest days of your life.
Yeah, man, for sure. Like, what is everyone's thoughts on weddings in the first? Because I know, like, some people either really want to get married badly or not. But what's everyone, I know you're still young now, but what's your thoughts on weddings in the first place?
I don't want to get married.
You don't? Okay, tell me why you don't want to get married.
I just want to be rich.
Yeah, okay.
Die by myself. I don't want to have to share anything.
Okay.
Yeah,
that.
You know, you get divorced.
Yeah, but what if your husband ain't
I feel like that? If you get married to the right person, then like everything's good. But some marriages, like divorcing and that, it's just it gets a bit long and like but you like, go through hard times.
Yeah,
if you're just in a relationship, you can just cut out, just keep dust, bye.
Yeah, but what do you want to think about things like prenuptial agreements, that kind of thing then?
Agreements.
Yeah, you know what prenups are?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. So, do you know what they are?
What?
So basically, for those that don't know, is obviously everyone knows this now, but it's when you sign a form. So basically, But if people don't, sometimes don't sign them. Like, have you heard how much like Michael Jordan gave his wife and like Jeff Bezos and.
Oh yeah, that was all.
How much did she give?
I don't know, she gave him millions because like I remember our parents. I heard something like. Her husband, she met him working in Carphone Warehouse, innit? And he had no peas, but she was still kind of famous at the time, but she was on the come up, innit? And then they got divorced, and she had to split everything.
That's everything. Mad.
I didn't know females started off with no peas. Could share. I thought it was always the male that has
nah,
to share.
Like, regardless,
it happens, like, her peas.
You split everything in half, like what she's got, what you've got.
And it doesn't matter which one has what.
No,
one
no.
can have nothing.
Exactly. So I could like come up with a wedding, like making like a multi-billionaire, for instance.
But what if you have nothing at all? What are you supposed to share?
Well, that's what part of the marriage deal. Like basically, what's mine is yours, and vice versa. So sometimes people don't sign these prenups. So when if they do get divorced here after like years of marriage, then the wife or the husband will get half, sometimes half, of what their partner will get.
If you sign it, it means that you don't get half. It means you get half.
Exactly, you don't get half. So so if you sign it, you're basically saying
I'm not signing nothing.
Allow what, son?
Now here's the thing: there, cause some people don't sign it because the reason why people sign it is they like if we do get divorced, you're not getting any of my money, what I've earned myself over the years, but. If you don't sign it, then your partner, say, you might have like 10, 15 years, whatever.
I find it pointless.
What?
Like, why should you be thinking about divorcing before, like, anything?
Well, you know some people just get married just to take the other person's stuff.
No, you say that some people actually do that, you know. They pretend just to love their partner, get married for a few years, and then try and leave with, like, millions. Some people try and do that, you know.
Yeah, some people try to get married for the green card and that.
Oh, they do. They do it on purpose. They do. But you know what? Some people get married for like the green card or citizenships or bare money.
If you're like an immigrant and that's easy. It's cold.
You just gotta marry some person that's from that country.
Exactly. Like
find a British woman off Tinder.
You might get married to it. But how much did I'm gonna check something actually? I wanna see how much Jeff Bezos gave his wife actually. And I think he gave her like 1 or 2 billion, I think.
It didn't affect him though.
Like, no, because he's worth like 222 billion, I think he's worth, or was at one point.
It's like change for him.
It is, and
but for her, that's big.
Yeah, but even still, I can't lie. Regardless if I'm worth like 220 million, if I'm giving away 2.2 million, I mean 2.2 billion, I can't lie. I'll be vexed.
Of course, anyone would. Yeah, so it says here he gave
money, bro.
Yeah, of course it is, man. He gave her 4.2 billion. Or divorced. I think she gave a lot of that to charity as well, though. Like most, yeah. But what do I think about? You said I think was it you that said it was pointless about selling a prenup? Like, do you think for you guys, what do you think about prenups? Do you think it's pointless or worth getting just in case? And if you really love me,
what if your husband cheats on you? Yeah, you just want revenge. Ooh, you just divorce.
That's different then. I know that some people say like, if you're only going to marry me,
no, wait, you know what you do, yeah.
What's
they
that?
Tell them like, no, that they cheated. You just divorce and get their peace. You just have them clueless.
But that's why these. A lot of people still get freedom. So, like, that's if you really love me for me,
you don't know nothing. Oh man,
it's mad.
You don't know nothing. That's the worst part about it. You're very confused. But I feel like you'll clock on yourself eventually, yeah, though.
Well, if you like cheat on someone, you mean?
Yeah.
That's mad. So say you say, oh, okay. In that case, then say you sign a prenup, but then the person who wants the prenup signed ends up cheating on their partner, for instance. Do you think that prenup should be scrapped then? Say I said to my wife, say, like, stay up, sign this prenup because if you really love me for who I am, you won't care about the money, but then I end up cheating on her, for instance. Should that prenup be scrapped? Say, definitely. Like, see if I break
because then someone could just cheat on purpose so that they end up splitting over.
True,
stuff.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't think it should count, you know. Actually, it depends. It depends on the circumstance, really. Because at the end of the day, you don't know why they've done it.
Mm. True. Just before you get married then, like I realise as well, like the hard, like what a lot of people do is they move in together first before getting married. I mean, is that a good idea or not?
I mean, if you're a religious person, then nah, it's not the thing. But more time in society, most people do it anyway. Because like some people say, how are you meant to get married to someone if you don't know their living habits?
Mm.
Like, for example, someone couldn't know how to use a washing machine or they just don't know how to wash plates properly, stuff like that. Or like just a messy person. But like, and if you just got married to them, you won't know that. But if you've lived with them before, you'll know how they are. And like, you know how they actually live. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's true. Cause that's why they move in first, because they get used to each other as well. And I realize as well, like if you don't see someone like every single minute of the day, it's all right. But if you move in, cause sometimes that kind of causes arguments, don't it?
That
as well.
Would be awkward as well.
If you move
like
in together,
getting married to someone and then just leave, like moving in with them, that's bare awkward because you wouldn't know what to do. You don't know how they live.
No, but some people, like I know some people, they don't move in straight away. They'll like stay at their partner's house from time to time. They won't always move in.
They get used to it.
And then they'll get married before.
Once they adapt.
Yeah. Because I remember even my sister got married. Before then, she wanted to move in with her husband, didn't it?
Mm.
But my dad was allowing it because my dad's mad religious, innit?
Yeah.
So like he's like, that's not how it's meant to be done, blah blah blah.
Mm.
So then she was like, so then obviously she was stay at his house from time to time, and then when they got married, they moved in together like full time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did she find out once you moved in then?
Yeah.
After marriage, did she find it alright? Did she get you to quite quickly? Yeah.
She got used to it because they was together for like, I don't know, like 5 years before they got married. So like, and even during that time, they was always at each other's houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they both like had their own places and stuff. So.
Fair enough. Yeah. Like, do you think that for like, because your dad was like mad religious and stuff. I mean, do you feel like for you guys, do you feel like moving in before marriage is something that needs to be done before you get married? So you know exactly everything about your partner or not quite?
You know, it needs to be done, but it's something you should do.
Yeah.
With
my culture, like, it's not something that should really be happening.
Yeah, cause I know that like different religions and cultures are different. I mean, are you're Turkish yourself? Yeah, Turkish. So what kind of, like, obviously it's good to learn. I love learning about different people. Like, for someone like your background, like what kind of things are done before marriage? Just like, what kind of like, not maybe rules or culture, like things are done before marriage?
It's like a thing where you shouldn't move in before marriage. They see it as like, not disrespect, but they see it as something that's not right. They say you should wait till marriage, then move in together.
Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, say all religions and cultures were cool with, no matter how things were done, for you guys in life, say you got, before you got married, what do you think needs to be done in order to, before you get married? Like, what do you think we should do, like, as a little list of things to do then? Do you think, like, move in together or, for, like, say, like a year before you get married or...
I think after you should go on holiday.
Holiday as well, yeah.
Holiday first, together.
Yeah.
Yeah. After what's the holiday wedding? For though?
Because then you can like then, no, experience. Then you can like experience what it's just like to be just you two.
Yeah. In different countries. Every day,
yeah, like.
And no distractions as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. And how about like obviously the obvious thing like meeting families as well, friends as well, and other them lot.
If I ever get married, I don't feel like my husband's gonna be my family. I can't.
Why?
I just can't.
Do you know what? Yeah.
I just can't do it. I'm gonna get married.
I feel like it's a
tent. It's not even something you want to do, but you kind of have to do.
Yeah,
your parents pressure you into it.
Once you get used to it, it's cool. But at the beginning, it will be like you'll be quite nervous.
Exactly. Yeah, at the start, being mad nerve wracking because me and someone else's parents and someone else's family, especially if it's like you haven't started a family when they're mum or like just one time young, but you meet all of them at once, it'll probably be nerve wracking. Because you just gotta have a good impression. Because say for example, if they don't rate you, it's reps, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Literally. I mean, how do you think that would affect, like, say they don't rate you, for instance, how do you think that would affect you then with your partner? Say, like,
you're going to feel uncomfortable any time you're around your partner's family.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean.
And if you're married, that means you have to be around their family at some point.
Here and
there. Of course.
Exactly.
The parties, weddings, whatever it is. Yeah, I mean.
Because even at the wedding, you're going to be surrounded by their whole family.
Of course. I mean, would that change your outlook on your partner? Say their parents, for whatever reason, didn't like you, for instance. You could be the nicest person ever. You got a wicked job, like you're a calm guy, but for some reason, they just don't like you.
I feel like it wouldn't affect me, you know. Even if, for example, if I want to get married to a girl now, or I want to take a girl seriously, and my parents don't rate them, it's not gonna. I won't stop like messing with that girl for the sake of my parents. Because at the end of the day, they're not the one that's meant to get married to them. I am. So it's a bit.
I'll never let anyone decide on my views on someone else.
Yeah, exactly. It's true.
It's like everything in general as well.
Of course. I mean, anything in general. Do you think a lot of people will get pressured out of doing things that they love doing because of what other people think about them? Like whether it's like friends, family, marriage, jobs.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, how do you think we could change that then? How do you reckon we can like make things more accessible for people? Like, I don't care what you think about me. This is what makes me happy. How do you think we can change that kind of mindset, do you reckon then? Because a lot
when
of people
when you get married, you distance yourself from your family. Yeah. That's what you have to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think feel the same way as well? Like distance yourself. Say your family don't like your partner.
I'm Jamaican, innit? I don't like being around Jamaicans for a long time, innit? I don't know if it's anybody else, but after you get married, you just gotta distance yourself because you have too much things to say. I swear to God, like you can't let your family have an opinion on your relationship because they're gonna ruin it. You're just gonna ruin your feelings and everything. This is just.
Yeah. I feel like I wouldn't really like being around family too much as well.
I don't think I'd let like my family be involved in like my wedding day, you know. Cause that's a bit like because if you deep it, I don't know if it's just afs in it, but like I know if I was to get married, mum would invite everyone she knows. Like, as if it's her wedding. Like, she even invite the whole church. It's a mad one.
It's mad. I know there's some like culture stuff like where literally thousands of people turn up for a wedding. Like I know there's like Indian weddings, like 2,000-3,000 sometimes. Asian weddings are massive. And they don't even know half the people there, but like,
it's like you're gonna be handshaking random, you don't know, but your mum knows them.
Yes, I know.
Someone that you saw when you was 2 years old, your mum's gonna bring them in.
That's what I mean. It's like for you guys, then, how would you think you would like say you like a perfect wedding? Then, like, how would you do that? Would you only pick people like to do like a small wedding with people like you love?
Yeah, my wedding has to be abroad. It's not happening in this country. Never ever. Yeah, it has to be in Bali. Yeah, in on the beach, on the nice beach. I don't care. I'm wearing a suit. Yeah, but my suit's gonna look so hard. Yeah, it's not gonna be a man suit. I'm gonna wear a suit. It's gonna look so hard.
Personally, I wouldn't want to do it in a different country because I would want all my peoples to.
Exactly. Like, do you know how expensive it is to fly out?
I don't care.
Everyone.
That's the whole point. That is the whole point. There needs to be enough people there. It's my day. It's not everybody else's day. My day has to be special for me, not for you lot. Why am I catering for you lot's needs? It's my day, not you lot's. Yeah. So obviously, if I want to go abroad, then that's you lot's business. You better find ticket money and come. But
But deeper though, but you said after your wedding, you'd want to go on a holiday.
Yeah.
So if you're already on holiday the day of your wedding,
because then if we then what are you gonna do? Because obviously my husband has to have peas. Yeah, he's gonna have peas in it. So obviously we're gonna have the money to go abroad again. Do you get? See, I can't do it. No, family shouldn't be involved in relationship.
I like you saying how expensive it's like go abroad for weddings and stuff. And you want to go abroad, right?
If that's the case, I will get married by myself.
How would you feel then?
I don't need no guest.
Like, say you went abroad, right? Which is obviously completely fine, right? Say you invite people that just say couldn't afford it before. Would you get upset? Do you reckon because of they couldn't come? Like, would you?
No.
How do you feel about that? If they say I really can't afford to come out at the moment, like. As much as I love you, I can't.
That's fine. You can do something when I come back to the country.
Yeah. Would you have like a separate party then? Like those I couldn't make it to the like, abroad wedding.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Wicked. And you guys want to stay here in the country, saying,
do you know what? I feel like I'll probably stay here, you know.
Yeah.
It would be nice having a wedding abroad, yeah, but it's a thing where I know if someone was to ask me to go to a wedding, like in a whole other country tomorrow, I would not say, if I can't make
it. Unless it's my blood.
Mm.
Unless it's like my siblings, I'm not going. Even if it's my cousin.
Yeah.
You get me? Like.
Yeah,
I feel like it's all stress because everyone else has got to pattern their tickets, especially if your brethren's got kids as well. They're gonna have to pattern their kids' tickets.
Good, that's life. Like, yeah, money's everything, so you better have it on the special day.
I mean, how would you feel this? Say like you as husbands want to stay in this country, but your wife might want to go abroad somewhere. How would you feel about that then? I was looking for you, by the way. I couldn't find you. Where were you? You're right. I was trying to find you for the music stuff earlier.
How would you feel?
Probably
gonna
make a compromise, isn't it?
What type of compromise?
You come up. I'll just leave. I was trying to find some music, but I couldn't find it. So come.
That's funny, don't.
What?
Okay. Funny? But yeah, so you were saying something. I couldn't quite catch it, so I just missed it.
Don't repeat it.
I'll leave it in. I'll cut that bit out of it.
Leave it in. It's funny, but don't repeat it.
All right. But yeah,
How would I feel flat? If, like, my wife wants to go abroad and I want to stay here, I don't know, you know. I feel like I'll pick rock, paper, scissors on it, innit?
Like, well, best of three of the next one.
If I win, I win.
That's mad. Oh, like, how do you feel about, like, how about things like, flat fee? Would you have a budget on how much you spend on a wedding, or would you try and your best to spend as much as you need to make it as big as you want?
As much as I need.
Yeah, because it's a one time.
Remember, it's one day. One day you're out of your whole life, unless you're just going to marry next month, next week. Yeah, but that's cool. Yeah. Obviously, the one day to spend how much money you want on your special day, that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't
like.
So that's why I don't really care what anybody else wants.
I feel like I'll spend
as much.
You know, it's though, your Turkish show good. Like, you'll get your money back.
You got Rondos. You'll get your
money back from that wedding day.
Thing with the Greek weddings, where like, the money gets like pins on the bride and groom. Mm. The same thing for Turkey, where they put the money on the bride and groom. Yeah,
sometimes,
And it's mad. Like, it's mad how like, all different like cultures have such different weddings as well, isn't it? Like, what like you said, you're Jamaican. Like, what's Jamaican like? Look like a typical Jamaican wedding like?
I've never been to a Jamaican wedding.
Is it?
Last time I went to a Jamaican wedding was at six. I was six.
They don't happen often, innit?
Oh, they don't happen often.
Oh, really?
Yeah, God, the guy always ends up leaving with them, with their kids. And
like, with Turkish weddings, throughout my whole life, I've been to so many. There's always so many. There's times, like, in a week, there will be, like, three, four weddings.
Right. I remember one time, this girl was sending me snaps all weekend. There was, like, four different weddings.
On like, one weekend, for one to the next.
Literally.
That's mental. Like, what's your background?
Ghanaian.
Okay, yeah, are they kind of similar to Jamaica as well, like completely different?
Huh?
What's like a Ghanaian when you like?
They smells and stuff like
that, wouldn't
they?
Oh, I like, bruv. Like,
yeah, you do.
Chat
I
rubbish.
I know, I searched it.
No, man. I've never seen that in my life. What?
But they eat
the thing. The...
Oh, really?
That's cold.
go.
I lie. Nah. But the thing with the donations and stuff, yeah, it happens as well. But they don't read out the donations. I think they just count it up after. But I don't think it's as much because me and mum have been to some weddings before. Mum's only putting like what £30 in the thing.
Mm.
You get it? So I don't think it's as much as the Turkish weddings. But I feel like if it's like, for example, you were saying, oh, some guys giving £50 minimum, some guys giving like 2 racks. I feel like if it's your uncle or your auntie,
yeah,
like,
it depends how close you are
to the family.
Yeah.
Because for example, if my brethren wants to get married, I'll probably drop in a handsome press. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if it's just like a friend or friend that's invited me, or like I've had to come because I know like we're not tight, then I'm probably not gonna want to put in that £50. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, like for like turkey weddings and stuff, obviously because they announce how much he's put in. Do you feel like certain people get pressured into putting more because of that?
Nah, because
they don't read out the names.
They do the envelope system as well. You can put it in the envelope and it just says your name and they just read out your name and they say envelope.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, yeah, fair enough. I always thought that they read out the names or the person who gave the money and then thought, oh, damn. Like,
depends how close.
Yeah. I always thought
like, to my uncle's wedding, to my uncle's wedding, we dropped 3 racks, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
But like, let's say it's just like a relative, like we're not close, you get me, like 50, 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's mad. Like, what's the most you've seen anyone put at a wedding?
There was this wedding where the groom's parents, they're quite rich in it. And the mum and dad, they split. They gave separate. They gave 10 racks each.
Wow. Damn, 20 racks. Can you imagine how, like, just having the money to give that much away to someone? It's what, like that's like a yearly wage for someone.
That's how much my granddad gives each grandchild for the wedding.
What? Really?
Damn.
Wow.
So my granddad drops 10 racks on that.
Did you get? Are you gonna get some?
Yeah, but I'm not getting married. So I might just get married to drug. my parents have been invested in all these weddings my whole life, so I might as well.
Because when you get married, are you going to invite me?
Relax, come on. I'm joking.
No. When you get married, I think you should invite us.
I will. You look like my family, man.
No, actually.
No, not you.
Nah. I'll fuck the invite, but I'm not dropping on people, I hope you know.
Yeah, I'll just tear it up like a free drink to leave.
I'm
Yeah. Nah, you hold a 5 sheet still.
That's therefore putting good peace though.
Nah, that's because you're Turkish, that's you that's in it.
Oh, but do you think that people just turn up to places to get like free food and drinks sometimes as well? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Bangs.
You know, this is bad, yeah? You see my Jamaican days, we have funerals, isn't it? But after the funeral, it's called a nine night, yeah? Jamaicans only go for the food. Only for the food. The oxtail, the cow, goat, the rat, rice. No, no condolences.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. Even the vibes. Rest in peace, nothing. Just for the food and the music. That's it. Everyone's
what,
going home.
Funeral?
No, after the funeral, yeah, there's always a night night after, so it would be like a party.
Yeah, of course, everyone does that.
Yeah, everyone does that. Yeah. Everyone does that.
But they don't go for the funeral.
No,
the
never go for the funeral. The funeral's done. When
the funeral would be so dry, what? Yeah.
Funeral for so much? Hey, no, that's bad.
I've been to so many funerals. I've been to more funerals than birthdays, yeah.
And really?
The majority of funerals I've gone to, they're all shit, yeah. No, the only big funeral I went to is my uncle. That's because my uncle's is a big case, isn't it? Like, and then
would you expect the funerals to be dancing?
And like, you know what's nuts? How can you compare guys' funerals? What the hell? My man just died, you're saying the funeral was dead.
the funeral was like, there's no support, but then the support would be at the party after.
After the podcast.
But it's mad, ain't it, how some people just turn up for like food and drink and leave.
Yeah, there'll be no support at the funeral, but there'll be support at the party
after. Yeah.
What are you saying? Who'd you get though?
One of my guys. Don't know.
You know what?
The whole thing.
I could go on for ages for these people. I might just finish there actually, but we'll do that for the next actually. But I think the episode, there you go, everyone. Bye bye.